Jeff here. Thanks for listening. Go to playvolutionhq.com/ccbag or click the link in the show notes for the show's archives, ways to connect, ways to support the show, information about happy hour, and more. That wasn't very good. God damn, I've been doing this 1,100 plus times and I'm still... Welcome to the Child Care Advisor Podcast, the longest running and most prolific early learning podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you from the snuggery along the Gulf of Mexico with me, without her plug-in earphones, but a cool beverage. We've got Carol. How you doing, Carol?
Great. It's water, but okay.
Just water?
Huh. Water.
I got lemonade. A little bit of fresh mint in my lemonade.
Oh, that's why they called you governor.
Because I'm growing some mint. Yes, I did get called governor the other day, and I almost did a double take because it never had happened before, and I was delighted, but I didn't want to make a big deal out of it because. I like to play it cool with stuff, but maybe we'll get into that later. What do you got a story? What's the story?
I do. I don't know if this would qualify as a loose part story or a what the hell are you thinking story or what.
Maybe both.
But what is it? It's Thursday. Last Friday, my husband called me and he said, I have a surprise. And I was like, okay.
I send Tasha messages like that a lot too, and she's never impressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's never impressed with my surprise. It's always the same.
No, and I did remind him because we had like extra people in the house. I said, "Well, just so you know, I have like extra kids here," and he's like, "No, it's fine. I think they'll like the surprise too." I was like, "Oh, okay. Is it edible?" And he said, "Yes, but I don't want you to eat it." And that's when the alarm bells really started going off. And I was like, it better not be a snake. And he was like, no, it's not a snake. It's not a steak. For those of you, I don't know if I ever talked about this. He once brought home a cooler full of snakes. So I was just making sure it wasn't
time out. Now, what size cooler?
Maybe like a foot, you know, by 6 inches, like...
Okay, so not one of those giant Yeti ones.
No. And they were just government snakes. He brought them home for the girls. And they were delighted.
That was the second question. What kind of snakes?
Yeah, gardener snakes. I was not delighted. They were delighted. It was his second attempt because the first attempt to bring home a snake in a cooler, he got home, got out of his truck and opened the cooler and the snake wasn't in there. So it was just in the truck somewhere.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. So the back to the current story, is this going to be more exciting or less exciting than snakes in a cooler?
I think it was a little bit more exciting because the snakes stayed outside and then got released and preserved outside and it was fine in the long run. This one didn't quite end that way.
So. All right. Let's get back to it. So he's bringing the surprise home. You're hoping it's not. You've been assured it's not snakes.
I've been assured it's not snakes. He gets home. And at first I thought he was hiding something under his shirt. And then I was thinking, oh my God, what if it's a dog? But it wasn't a dog or a snake. It was a squirrel. He had a squirrel in his hoodie pocket.
What size of squirrel? Was this a baby squirrel?
Baby squirrel. He had stopped at his sister's house for something. She's got a lot of land. She's got a really nice spot up there. And he actually saw this baby squirrel fall out of the tree.
Oh.
Yeah. So he went over and he was like, I guess he said he waited for a little bit because it was like screaming and crying and carrying on. So he waited for a little bit to see if like the mom would scamper down and get it.
Sure.
But nothing happened, and he didn't know what to do, so he brought it home.
And did you eat it?
No, I did not eat it. I did not eat it. But apparently squirrels do need, like, it was still a baby, so it slept a lot, but she needed to be bottle fed every 4 hours. So we had to get all of that. And she did need like some like contact. Like you can't just leave them on their own. Like they need like
Sure.
snuggle and love, which I was like, really? It's a squirrel. It's a squirrel. So,
How could you be like that? Of course it needs snuggles and love. Everything needs
but the
snuggles
love
and
of
love.
God, I can't snuggle and love every living creature in like a 5 mile radius. I just can't. I've tried it. It doesn't work. I had a lot on my plate right now, and he walked through the door with a squirrel. And I was like, no.
So it's been a week or so. Is the squirrel still alive?
She is still alive. We drove her to Jim Thorpe yesterday morning. Jim Thorpe is a town, it's like an hour south of here.
Is the town of Jim Thorpe named after somebody named Jim Thorpe?
It is. He was an athlete, if you will. Yeah. So. It's a very cute little town, but they had like a wildlife reserve that wasn't completely overloaded down there, and they would take her in because she was doing okay. Like she was eating for us, we were feeding her. You had to help her go to the bathroom. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, wait, pause. How do you help a baby squirrel go to the bathroom?
You have to get a warm, wet Q-tip, and I kid you not, the video said you have to tickle their genitals.
Oh, I mean, so just the same way Tasha helps me.
Yeah, it's like, is this our life right now? Excuse me, I gotta go ch tickle my squirrel's genitals. I'll be right back. You know,
That
it's
sounds like a euphemism for something else. I gotta tickle the squirrel's genitals.
yeah.
Okay, so her, you did it have a name?
Yes, the girls named her Sandy, as in Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob. That is the
Not.
squirrel in SpongeBob, so.
I've thought about watching SpongeBob, so I would be more in tune with what 20 years ago? Is that when SpongeBob was new?
I think it's more than, might be more than that at this, but no, maybe like
Oh.
5 years.
Okay, so
From what
should
I
I?
understand, episodes like, or seasons like 2 to like 7 or something like that are like the golden years, then it gets weird. But.
Okay, well, I'll put that on my list of things not to do. So are you going to get postcards from Sandy living at the nature reserve, or are you kind of like done with her?
I'm afraid to ask, so we've decided we were done. In the beginning, when we were thinking that we had to like raise her and release her ourselves, I was like, we can't release her here because every time I see a squirrel smushed on the road, I'm going to be hysterical. So I can't
Yes.
do that. I have to be ambivalent to the squirrels on smushed on the road. I mean, it took me a very long time to get there, so I was like, let's not go backwards.
Okay, so I've never listened to this podcast, but I do recall Kristen once adopted a baby squirrel and raised it at home, and it was friends with the kids, and then they released it into the wild because they were on an acreage, and it would come and visit once in a while, and then she found a squirrel splatted on the road, and she's pretty sure it was the squirrel that she raised. I think that takes place over a handful of episodes back in the archive someplace. But so your concern there is justified because apparently that does happen.
Yeah, like I was like, no. 'Cause I made him, he brought it home Friday. Saturday, I made him take me and Sandy back up to his sister's house. I said, listen, we have to make sure the mom could still be looking for this squirrel, okay? Like, I actually would have rather this have been a dog because I know what to do with a dog, but this is a
Oh,
squirrel.
wait, time out. You went back to see if the mom was looking for the baby squirrel?
Yes, I made him
Okay,
take
now please clarify for me, how does one go about looking for a mama squirrel looking for a lost baby squirrel? Do you expect her to be standing there with a sign,
Yes, I thought
or
we
what
would
were
do it. You know, I was like yelling out, like, hey, you know. We just took her back to the tree that you saw her fall out of, and we could see the nest. So we just put her back on this tree and let her scream a little bit, which was awful for me because it was looking at us like, how could you do this? Oh, that was
Sure,
like
because
freaking out.
you're
So,
its mommy
my
now.
heart is breaking. And then as she's screaming on this tree, my sister
What
goes,
does a screaming baby squirrel sound like?
it's just like a very high-pitched squeaking.
Which sounds like,
I couldn't do it if I
oh,
tried.
please
I
give it a
don't
try.
know.
Listeners are aching for you to hear
They
you give
are
it a try.
not.
They
Everyone is
are
curling, taking
absolutely
out their
aching.
earbuds. They're
No,
like,
they're absolutely aching for you to give it a try. Please.
just like an It's like freaking out.
Oh, that wasn't very.
Yeah,
I
I
could
guess
listen to
similar
that.
To a mouse. But as it's screaming on the street, my sister-in-law goes, "Oh, I really hope the mom isn't the squirrel we found on the street yesterday."
Oh, see, my thing was maybe Sandy didn't fall out of the tree. Maybe Sandy got pushed.
Got booted.
And mom is up in the tree going, "Oh fuck, they brought her back."
I knew they'd bring
God
her
damn
back. Gets a pain in the ass.
So mom is either dead or ambivalent, so you have to take Sandy to the nature reserve. And did she?
Mom is for sure dead because my husband asked, "What did you do with the squirrel you found on the street?" And they said, "Oh, we flipped it into the woods on the other side so that, you know, the other animals would just, you know, deal with it." My husband walked into the woods, found said dead squirrel,
Did a DNA test.
looked at it. He could tell. He goes, "This is a nursing mom. This is the mom." I was like, "Son of a bitch!" You know, like it's like a whole thing.
Now, as a dude, I got to tell you, are you sure he knew what he was talking about, or did he just say that?
Well, he's got two kids of his own. He kind of knows what a nursing
Nursing
mom
mom looks like. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I go with that because
I was like,
that sounds
okay.
like something a dude might just say to move things along.
Yeah,
Oh, that's the
right.
mom. She's dead. Let's go.
Pretty much, yeah. No, because he held it up if I wanted to come down and take a gander, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm all good on that. So.
And so you go to the reserve, and does Sandy cry when you're leaving her?
No, she looked a little upset. She was actually mainly attached to my husband. Like, she really
Sure.
liked Mike. She really loved him. But she got along. Like, all the kids, like, even my younger one would feed it sometimes. And, you know, people would take it out and she would just crawl up and hang out.
What does a squirrel's face look like when it's upset?
I don't know. It looks upset. Like, the eyes
Yeah.
get a little bigger and she got
Kind of
twitchier.
like people eyes?
Like, yeah, she got people eyes. I was like, oh no, where are you going? But it was very nice because these people were very nice when my husband called. They're like, absolutely, bring her right down. And initially, like, he thought we might be, he didn't want to overwhelm any of these places because he knows how much they've got going on. And he's like, well, I think we could do it. And then in my brain, I'm like, she has no one to play with. I don't know the developmental needs of a squirrel. I'm like, the kids are playing with the squirrel, but that might not be the play the squirrel needs. So I was very concerned about that. And that's basically what the lady at the conservation said. Like, they need to be with other squirrels so they can play, so they can learn to be a squirrel.
Sure.
So when we took her down, they had actually got in two other squirrels that were about the same age.
Oh,
So
that's nice.
it was very nice.
Yeah, because if Sandy would have stayed at your place, she would have learned how to be a teenage girl, not a squirrel.
Yeah, we don't need any more of those. We're
you
good
don't
again
need
on that.
you're
Yeah.
full up.
I'm all
You're full up of adolescent girls.
Yeah. Well, apparently when I was like, we were researching it, it said that, you know, they need to be handled and everything else. But once they reach like maturity, like squirrels don't imprint on people like other wildlife will. Like, squirrels don't give a shit. Like, once they're grown, they're like, all right, bye.
See ya.
Yeah. They'll remain friendly and they'll remain not really afraid of humans, but they don't like truly imprint. So I was like, oh, okay. But again, I didn't need to. It was, we were, if we still had her, it would be another 10 weeks before she could be released.
Sure,
So
that
like,
would,
there
I
goes
mean,
my summer, like half of my summer. And I was
yeah,
like,
half of your sub
oh.
are rubbing squirrel genitals with a Q-tip. I mean,
Yeah.
that's not, especially if you're trying to open a program and
Yeah,
get things
I'm
wrong.
like, listen, I'm already failing on a whole bunch of fronts. Could we not add another one? That would be great.
So how does this fit in with the whole home unschooling thing? Does that just become part of the curriculum for a week, or is it just
Yeah.
a side issue to school stuff, or not school stuff, or what's 'cause it sounds like there's a lot of research and thinking and feeling going on.
No, I would love to say, like, it was the best learning opportunity ever, and my kids really dove in. They did not. They did not. They looked at him like, "You brought home a squirrel?" Like, so I felt like it was more of a lesson on marriage than anything else. Because they did not give a shit to look anything up. Like, and that was us. I was like, "Listen, I'm not gonna yell at them. They didn't ask for the damn squirrel." But like,
Sure.
as and they in the beginning, honestly, they were afraid of it. They were like, I don't think we should be handling this. You know, this might not be a good
Well,
idea.
they do have squirrels do have a clawy parts and bitey parts. So,
Yes.
there's reason that to be best friends with them.
Yeah, so they weren't super jazzed in the beginning, but then as it went on, like they would help like take her out and like let her have her time out or whatever. And like I said, my youngest, she would bottle feed it. She liked bottle feeding her, and then it and
Sure.
then it became like a conversation. So did they learn stuff? Yes. But I know, especially like on Instagram, places like, "We unschool and everything is a beautiful opportunity." No, sometimes your
Yeah.
kids tell you to shove it because they don't care.
Well, sure, because I mean, if it's not interesting to them, it's not going to become interesting to them. I mean,
Right, it's just
it's just not. I did a session on block play last night, a training, and somebody was, they were their main goal was wanting to get the kids that weren't using the block area interested in the block area. And I'm like, well, you can add some different kinds of blocks and do some things to jazz up your block area, but the kids that aren't into blocks aren't going to be into blocks just
right.
because you want them to be. Same with squirrels. The kids who aren't into squirrels aren't going to be into squirrels just because dad brings a squirrel home in his
Right.
sweatshirt.
There was just like, you know. And I think I said it kind of ended up because I do a lot of what is referred to as strewing, meaning that you put stuff out for your kids to kind of look at. A lot of people will do it like they think you need to change it every day. And I think this comes from like a schooly thing and even a center thing where like your center should be different every day. Like, no, it takes them time to come around. So then I started joking that I was just strewing this squirrel because it was just there for a while, and like gradually they started coming around, and they I think too once they saw me handling it, because generally I don't like they're not allowed to have like hamsters or any of that because no I'm nope
The hamsters are evil sons of bitches. I mean,
they
that's just
bite.
true. Sure, they're evil. It's like what asking. It's like inviting a little Tasmanian devil into from my I, look. My only knowledge of Tasmanian devils is Warner Brothers cartoons, but it's like asking a miniature one of those guys into the house. They're just horrible, horrible little creatures. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, I can't. I told my kids I would sooner buy them a capybara than a hamster or a guinea pig.
Sure,
I
sure,
was like,
sure.
that's just how I feel about it. I'm like, give me a dog hamster, fine, but we are not getting some little shit thing that's gonna bite me and hates everything.
Dog ham what a dog ha what
Yeah, have you ever seen a capybara?
a dog hamster.
Well, yeah, it's like a huge guinea pig, you know, but it's like the size of a dog, but it's like a hamster.
Dog ham okay, dog
Yeah.
hamster. That's unsettling.
I
Strewing, is that the same as plopping?
thought plopping was what you did with curly hair.
No, plopping is just plopping things into the environment and waiting for people to discover them or not. Is that kind of what strewing is?
Basically. Pretty much. Like,
Strewing sounds like you put it in the environment with force. That's what strewing.
well, it's supposed to be like you set it out, you know? Like, and it's all here, little bits here or there. It's almost like flower girling your environment with like learning stuff, but
Flower girl, flower. Flower,
flower girling.
what the hell is flower girling?
I have my own vocabulary. He's gonna write it down.
Strewing, flower girling. Is that like f throwing flower petals on the ground? Is that what
Yeah, like
flower
how
girling
it's
means?
done nicely, but like distributed. That's what I'm calling
Okay, flower girling. I'm trying to think of something I'd like to flower girl. What could I flower girl?
Little kids love doing that with tissues. You know, walking out of
Okay.
the box, just.
But we're not talking about little kids. We're talking about me. What could Jeff flower girl here at the snuggery or I guess at the beach?
You could flower girl chocolates around for Natasha. That would be nice. Just drop a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, I suppose, but I think she would not like the idea that there was chocolate on the floor and the dogs were eating it. I think that
That's a bummer, yeah.
might be an annoyance. If I did it at the beach, then there would be sand and the chocolate, and that wouldn't be
Oh, I
good.
hate eating at the beach, but that's different altogether.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Now that we're 20 minutes into the episode, we might as well continue along this vein. I need an update on the knee. How's the knee going? Are you mobile again? Are you driving? Are you out and about in the world?
I am mobile. I am driving. I am braceless,
Ooh.
which is fun. And my youngest told me yesterday that it looked like nothing ever happened to my knee. And I said,
Oh.
that's great. I really freaking wish it felt like nothing ever happened to my knee, but I'm not there yet.
So, what about the weather? Does it feel different in different
Yeah.
weather? Do you have a weather knee now?
Oh, my other knee was previously a weather knee. This was actually
Oh.
the only joint in my body, this knee that I currently hurt, that didn't let me know about the weather, but now it
Huh.
does. Now it does. It's just joined the
Oh,
part.
good. So it's caught up with everything
Yeah.
else.
I was like, okay.
I don't have any body parts that predict the weather. I always thought that would kind of be nice. I have to use an app.
No, not me. I'll be like, it's gonna rain. And they said, no, not until the weekend. And I'll be like, no, tonight or tomorrow. Sure enough.
That's great. You're going to be a great granny someday. I think the idea of having a granny who can predict rain with her achy joints, I think that sounds like a good idea. So we're moving ahead on the knee, not 100% yet, but it's moving that direction. What's going on with the program you're giving birth to? Or do you have to rub your program with a Q-tip on its genitals
I think I do at this point,
to get
yeah.
it to move along? Or that's probably not a good simile or metaphor or comparison or something I was doing there.
It might be. There's just like so much left to do. I'm so behind, of course, because as it turns out, the rest of my life would not stop for me to just quarter off time to be
Huh.
able to just get it all done in one shot. So I'm still going through paperwork. There's still just a lot. I'm still waiting to hear about how the financing is going because the financing might get shot down at the end. Like the whole thing might get shut down still. I don't know. So I'm in limbo.
It's hard to do too much before that.
That's where I'm at. So, like,
Yeah.
part of me doesn't want to push it ahead too quickly. And another part of me says, just file the paperwork. Who cares?
Yeah.
Because then I could just maybe do something else with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what you should do.
Because I was like, well, if this building doesn't happen, I would still like to end up doing something someday. And then I'll already have the paperwork done. So that'll be easier.
Yeah, that way you're not hanging around waiting, and then you do have the options of the future. That's what you should do. That's my vote. I know I don't get a vote, but
You gotta
that's my
vote.
vote.
Because I don't want to freaking vote at this point. Like, take somebody else just tell me what to do. That would be great. That's not happening.
Oh, look, anybody needing somebody to tell them what to do, I'm your guy. Get a hold of me on explorationsearlyrun.com, Playhaven, or Playvolution HQ, and I will tell you what to do, listeners, if that's what you're looking for in your life. I've got opinions about everything. Another thing I want to touch on is peaches. Peaches, my lemon tree is doing well. She was a little bit top heavy, which I kind of like in a lemon tree, in her container, and some so we had a couple windy days, and she was blowing over. So because but peaches is a potted lemon tree. She's not going to go in the ground. She's going to be a containered lemon tree, just in case it does get cold enough during the mild winters we have that she has to come inside a couple of days during the winter. But anyway, I've anchored her to the ground, so now she's got some bungee straps that's keeping her from blowing over. So she seems much happier. She's very robust, so she wasn't like whining about it. But I think she's happier now that she's not blowing over in the wind, and she has some just adorable tiny little baby new leaves, and they're just all bright and shiny. I was going to take baby pictures of them just to have for the scrapbook I'm putting together, but then I realized I'm not going to put together a scrapbook, so why take the pictures? Because little lemon trees, when they leave the nursery, they give them a nice pruning, so they look all inviting, I guess, at the retail outlet. What?
How does a tree look inviting?
Well, kind of shapely. You want them to. You don't want a weird one, weird branch growing off, and you want a nice shapely tree when you go to the retail outlet to buy a tree, I guess. And so they do some pruning, but then after the pruning, it takes a while for it to heal over and new growth to start. And so it took a couple of weeks for that, but now she's got some new leaves and she's doing good. Another 5 years, and I'll have me a lemon.
Wow.
Looking forward to it. So anybody sitting out there in podcast land, just thinking they're like, I imagine there's somebody who's having a hard time sleeping, wondering how the hell is Jeff hasn't talked about his lemon tree for five episodes. I wonder how it's doing. So there's the lemon tree update. Also an update. We'll get to the governor thing, I guess. We might as well, because we got a little bit of time since we didn't really get into an actual topic this episode.
Sorry, guys.
So we were supposed to record a week, 2 weeks ago. But I was having emergency water heater problems the morning that we were supposed to record, and waiting for the maintenance guy from the snuggery to show up. And it's a new dude. They got rid of the old dude. He seemed to be a perfectly functioning dude. But apparently he wasn't getting all his maintenance guy stuff done anyway. So I called the dude, and the dude's like, oh, I'll be over. And he comes, and you know, first the water heater, I mean, there's just like no hot water, and I got to keep the old lady, I mean, the wife in hot water. I did the old lady thing on purpose just to sound like a dick. Tasha likes her hot water. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I can boil water for you, and you can take a bath like an old timey thing, and I'll dump the hot water in. And she was not interested in that at all. I thought it'd be like an old cowboy movie or something when she was taking a bath in the saloon. But that didn't happen. And anyway, dude shows up, and we're chatting, and new dude is apparently spent the first half of his life in South Africa. Because I very quickly noticed he didn't have a Mississippi accent. And
those are kind of noticeable, those Mississippi.
There is a discernible difference between a kind of South African English accent and a Mississippi English accent, and I'm astute and tuned in enough to pick that up, and so like, no, he's been here half his life, but he's still got the accent, and we're talking, what I would like to have seen is his South African British accent evolve into take up a little bit of the Southern twang is what I would like to have happened to him, but that hasn't happened apparently. And anyway, he fixes the hot water heater, and we're talking, and he calls me governor, something like, except he's got kind of a deeper voice, governor. And I've never been called governor before, and I didn't even know that was a thing. I think that was like a old timey thing, but apparently it's still a thing, because I searched it, and it's still a thing. And so see, now all the time I get to spend in Australia, I always wanted to call somebody mate, but I never did, because it didn't feel right coming out of my mouth. Yeah. So I never did, but now I want to call somebody governor, and I don't know who, And I don't know why I would, other than me wanting to. So I guess, do I have to go make a friend just so I, you could call, he called me governor. We only knew each other for 15 minutes, and he rolled out a governor on me. So I didn't have to be a friend. Maybe I could make an acquaintance. I don't know. What do you think the rules are?
Where is the smoking guy on the beach? Find him. The pipe guy, is he still around?
I'm supposed to be the pipe guy.
I know, but wasn't there a different pipe guy who was like your inspiration?
No, absolutely not.
There was a different pipe guy. So I go find
No,
that guy, call him
that's
governor.
just me daydreaming about being the pipe guy.
Maybe this guy knew you wanted to be the pipe guy, and he was thinking like Sherlock's home pipe, and then said, he must be governor.
Oh man, if I was walking around with my bubble pipe on the beach calling people governor,
It would be great. This is better than
I would
pirates, I
be
think.
Like the coolest guy around, right? That would make me really cool, you think?
And then the
The
whole
way
town's like,
your
there's
face
that
looks,
guy.
the way your face looks when you say yeah, makes me think that that might not be true.
No, I like it. I like it because you're going to call everybody governor. Then the whole community is just going to start referring to you as governor because that's what you keep saying to
Governor,
people.
governor or pipe guy.
It's going to be great. I got to
Well,
move. I got to move because I got to watch this evolve.
I have been looking for a hobby, so maybe that's it. Calling people governor, might be my new thing. Governor mate. No.
That's too much.
No. Well, I don't know what
And
the
it's
hell
redundant.
this is.
And it's redundant.
Yeah.
Calling somebody friend, friend, or sir.
No, governor's kind of like boss or like, and mate's like friend. So there's a, but yeah, you couldn't call one person both.
Deep thoughts.
And then I saw the dude, I should really find out his name if he's going to be my like maintenance guy and somebody I talk to. I could probably ask him his name,
Unless
but
he's wearing jellies, in which case, just assume that he is the dude and carry on.
yeah. That seems too personal asking him his name. But anyway, I saw him the other day. He was working at the pool, getting the pool up and running. And I'm like, dude, you gonna be taking care of the pool this summer? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're not gonna be out here in your Speedo. He is he's a like a he's a big dude. He's a tall dude and a big dude. I'm like, you're not gonna be out here in your Speedo all summer long skimming the pool, are you? And he looks at me and he laughs. He says, Governor, no way. You won't even see me without a shirt. And I'm like, good, because I didn't want my wife running off with the pool guy. And he thought that was hilarious. He said I didn't have to he said I didn't have to worry. He wasn't gonna break out his beer gut and steal my woman away from me. So that was good. So there, I've bonded with somebody. You sent a baby squirrel to an orphanage. What else have we covered in the, we learned what flower girling and strewing meant. I don't, how would we use flower girling or strewing in an early learning environment?
Flower girling, I couldn't tell you. Strewing is done. Strewing is probably closest to what they like a provocation, like in Reggio Emilia.
Okay.
It's just an
I
invention.
strewed a provocation at those
There
kids.
you go. Strew it.
So would flower girling be multiple strewings? Would a chain of strewings be flower girling? Like if
I
you
think
flower girled across a room.
as long as they were, I guess, placed, to me, it's just like the action of how you do it, like the intent of nicely distributing, daintily, if you will.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't do it with blocks. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, would you strew blocks?
I would strew blocks, yeah, but I wouldn't flower girl them.
Okay. Listeners, if you know what the fuck this episode's been, please get a hold of me and let me know. It's been just one of those episodes of the Child Care Bar and Grill where we talk about really, really important life stuff. But look, it's called the fucking Child Care Bar and Grill. It's the whole concept is I'm your friendly early learning bartender, and somebody shows up and we sit around and we chat about something. Sometimes it's early learning, sometimes it's baby squirrels and Q-tips. There we go. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill, the longest running and most prolific early learning podcast. I'm your early learning bartender, Jeff Johnson. Back soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What the hell was that? Like the early learning bartender thing? Shall I start showing up in to record with kind of a dish rag and be kind
hilarious.
Of wiping
and it's like wiping it down. But you can't actually physically give me drinks, and that's kind of annoying, but
yeah, that would
the worst bartender ever. Like give me a drink. I can't. Well, what the hell?
That's even better. I'm the worst the worst bartender ever. That I would be the worst bartender ever, I think.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.